This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, October 23rd. God's word for you today is limitless. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. And it says, "My words are always true and always here with you. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away." The problem with us as human beings is that physically, man is limited. Every physical thing man has and can do is limited. The resources of man are limited. Gold is limited. The help that a man can give you is limited. If a man is a millionaire, he cannot make you a billionaire by giving to you. Do you know that? He can only help you as far as he can. In fact, by the time you're becoming a millionaire, a lot of men will begin to withdraw their help because man is limited. But God is limitless. God's resources are limitless. So you can be on earth and be linked to the God of heaven and actually be limitless. And if you check the scriptures, that was the difference between people that actually had a sustained walk with God. They were limitless in their generation. Let's take Daniel, for instance. Daniel was actually taught to be a magician, but the demonic powers and the magic of this earth have their limits. The king had a dream and told his magicians that how he would know they can interpret his dream is first they tell him his dream and then tell him the interpretation. And they told the king that no one can do that. They said the people that can do it do not live amongst men. They live in the spirit world. In other words, they are limitless. The difference between the physical and the spiritual is that the physical is limited, but the spiritual is limitless. So, to operate limitlessly, you must be spiritual. I am not saying you should be religious. In fact, religion shackles people, but you must be spiritual. King Nebuchadnezzar threatened to cut off their heads. Daniel heard what was happening and asked the king for time. Daniel had a connection to the God of heaven. So Daniel, even though he was physical, could connect to a limitless source and bring about the dream and the interpretations. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19 to 20, verse 22 to 23 says, "Then one night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. And so Daniel offered this blessing to the God of heaven. Daniel praised the name of God forever and ever, for all wisdom and power belong to him. He reveals deep truths and hidden secrets. He knows what lies veiled in the darkness. Pure light radiates from within him. I recognize who you are and I praise you, God of my ancestors, for you have given me wisdom and strength. And now you have graciously revealed to me what we asked of you, for you have revealed to us the king's dream and its meaning." Amazing. Limitless. This is how God wants us to operate. We can be on earth and be limitless because of the image that God has created us in. Let us pray. Father, by your Spirit, I will operate limitlessly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.